But I tell you, this whole deal was a fraud. I don't think I should be forced to make all these payments while these hoodlums go scot-free. Hello. Hello?
Hello, sucker.
Business people are honest and fair with the public almost 100%. But there is a small minority which preys on the unsuspecting public through petty schemes and rackets. Although these rackets are continually exposed and their perpetrators prosecuted, many continue year after year, with new ones being concocted and old ones revived with a new slant. Station WMAQ is presenting Hello, Sucker, in cooperation with the Better Business Bureau of Chicago, to help you recognize some of the schemes and rackets now making the rounds in Chicago. Don't let the expression, "Hello, sucker," refer to you. Protect yourself. Listen to Chapter 3, Castles in the Air, on Hello, Sucker.
Has your home been selected as a demonstration home by any remodeling, paint, or retiling concern? If so, watch out, or you may be taken in by one of the most profitable rackets now being pulled, the demonstration home scheme. It might all start very simply with your own dissatisfaction that your home is not quite the castle you think it should be. That's the way it started with the Wilson family.
Eileen, is that you, dear?
Yes, Mother.
Well, come in here a minute, dear. I want to talk to you.
What is it, Mother? I'm tired. I think I'm...
I really shouldn't tell you this, but it's just too good to keep. I was going to surprise you for your birthday Saturday, but when Carol phoned, well, I...
Carol phoned me? You mean Carol Hayes?
That's right, dear. Oh, and wait till I tell you. She and some of the other girls want to give you a birthday party. Isn't that nice? And they've invited Gordon Blaine for your date.
Gordon Blaine? For me? Oh, Mother, Hostover, I never dreamed I could ever date him.
I knew you'd be happy about it, dear.
Mother, what'll I wear? Maybe I could get that red dress now that we saw downtown.
Well, we'll see, dear. Though I think your black velvet...
Where will the party be held, Mother? At Carol's house? I hope so. Oh, she lives in such a dreamy house.
Oh, no, it won't be at Carol's house. I thought you'd like to play hostess, so I told the girls we'd have the party here.
Here? Oh, no, Mother. You didn't say we'd have it here.
Why, of course, dear. I thought that'd please you. And I thought you could serve some of those little cakes and...
I won't have it.
Well, won't have what, dear?
I won't have the party at all if it has to be here.
But, Eileen, it's all arranged. You can't...
I don't care. I won't have Gordon Blaine come here and see what a crummy house I live in. I won't. He's never paid any attention to me anyway, and then to have him see it... Oh, Mother, I won't.
But, Eileen, there's nothing about your home to be ashamed of. It's nicely furnished.
It's not the furniture I'm talking about. It's the outside of the house. It looks awful, just awful.
Well, of course, I admit it does need a new paint job or something, but... Oh, don't take it so hard, Eileen. It isn't something that can't be remedied. I didn't know you felt that way about the house, I mean. I guess I just hadn't noticed how bad it looked. Now, don't you worry anymore, dear. I'll speak to your father tonight about having something done to improve the appearance. And so I thought, Ralph, that for Eileen's sake at least, perhaps you could have the house painted or something.
Oh, Elizabeth, you know very well that we can't afford to spend any more money on the house right now. Didn't I get a new Davenport just before Christmas? Last week you bought that lamp. Doggone it, I'm not made of money, you know.
I know, dear, but this is important.
Well, that's what you said about the Davenport and the lamp. No, Elizabeth, I'm not going to spend another cent on this house at this time. And that's final.
And it might just happen that a day or two later, two men with a special interest in houses would be driving around the neighborhood and would pass by the Wilson house.
Hey, look, Bert. Get a load of that house. There's our baby. Yes, sir, that's it.
Where?
This house we're just going by, you see? Good 10 to 15 years old, paint badly peeling. That's a natural.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right, Frank. This is it.
Let's see. 495 Edgewood. Okay, Bert, we've seen all we need to. Speed her up. Come on, let's get back to the office so we can send Louie over to check on who lives there.
Bert.
Yeah, Frank? You want something?
Louie, get back yet with the dope on our newest prospect? You know, at 495 Edgewood.
Yeah. Here's what he found out. People living in the house own it. Name's Wilson, Ralph Wilson. Just three in the family. Wilson and his wife and daughter. Kids about 17, still in high school.
Own the house, huh? Good. That's always better than dealing with outside landlords.
Yeah.
Louis, check on the mortgage yet?
No mortgage, he says. These Wilsons lived there for 15 years. Everything's all paid up by now.
Oh, full title, huh? Well, I think I'll handle this one myself. You take the first house we spotted today. You know, the one over in Creston?
Okay, if you say so, Frank. You spotted this Wilson one first anyway. You gonna start with the phone gimmick?
Yeah. Yeah, I think perhaps in that neighborhood, the sales manager and special appointment pitch would go best.
Yeah, see you later, Frank. Mm-hmm. Gotta go out for a while.
Oh, okay, Bert, okay.
Hello.
Oh, hello. Is this Mrs. Ralph Wilson?
Yes.
My name is Frank Gordon of the Butel Remodeling Company. Well, what did you think of the wonderful news we wrote you about, Mrs. Wilson?
News? What news?
Why, that your home is one of the four homes selected in your locality to be one of our demonstration homes.
Demonstration homes? Well, I don't understand.
We explained all about it in our letter, Mrs. Wilson.
But we didn't receive any letter from your company.
You didn't? Well, now, that's strange. Our advertising manager wrote to Mr. Wilson about it a week or 10 days ago.
I'd have known if your letter had arrived here. I'm home all day and see all the mail. And besides, my husband and I always talk over anything that pertains to our home.
Well, gosh, you know, this kind of puts me in a bad spot. I thought, of course, that you and Mr. Wilson knew all about our plan and had had ample time to consider the idea. In fact, my purpose in phoning was to try to make an appointment to see Mr. Wilson tonight and get his written consent to use your home for exhibition.
Oh. Well, it's nice of you to think our home looks well enough to want to use it for demonstration. But, well, frankly, it needs painting badly. We've been thinking of having some work done on it. Perhaps a little later when it...
Oh, but our plan includes fixing up your home. And at practically no cost to you.
Oh, it does?
Yes, yes. It's really a very unusual opportunity. I'd certainly like to have a chance to explain it to you and your husband.
Well, you see, I'm not sure how Mr. Wilson would feel about it. But I'll speak to him, and perhaps if you care to call back, he could see you some evening this week.
Well, unfortunately, I'm leaving town in the morning. I have to return to the factory. No, tonight would be my only chance to see your husband.
Well, I suppose he could see you tonight. He'll be home all evening, but...
Fine. Would 8 o'clock be a convenient time?
Yes, I guess so. Of course, I'm not sure that he's...
Thanks a lot, Mrs. Wilson. I'll be there at 8.
What is this demonstration home plan, Mr....
Gordon, Frank Gordon.
Mr. Gordon, my wife didn't seem to know exactly what it was all about.
But I told you, Ralph, that Mr. Gordon didn't explain it on the phone.
Oh, I want to tell you, if you're selling something, we just wouldn't be interested. At present, we...
I don't blame you at all for being cautious, Mr. Wilson. A man has to be these days. But in this case, we're actually giving something away. Yeah, it's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, but...
Don't say another word, Mr. Wilson, until you hear my offer. Then you can ask all the questions you want to, and we can talk the whole thing over.
Well, I guess that's fair enough. All right. Go ahead, Mr. Gordon. I'm willing to listen.
Good. You see, Mr. Wilson, because your home is located in a new sales territory we're opening, we can use it for exhibition purposes.
I see.
Our factory sales manager wants to establish 4 demonstration homes in Chicago, showing the remarkable remodeling job we do using our aluminum siding.
Aluminum siding?
Yes. Now, in return for putting this siding on your home, all we want from you is your written permission for us to erect our exhibition home sign in your front yard and your consent to allow prospects to examine the completed job.
Oh, Ralph. That would solve all our problems if we could have the house fixed up without any expense. And Eileen would be so happy.
Well, now, you mean, sir, that your company would do this aluminum siding job for nothing if I give my consent to these other things?
Practically, Mr. Wilson. You see, just for the record, you might say,
We would cover your home with our aluminum siding for a special price of $2,100 because your house has been selected as a demonstration job. Now, the usual price for this work is $3,600.
Yeah, I was afraid this was going to cost us money. All this talk about doing it for nothing.
Now, just wait a minute, Mr. Wilson. I haven't finished explaining our offer. Now, you remember I said this $2,100 cost was just for the record. In the long run, this job won't cost you 1 cent. Now, if you sign this contract with us to do the work, all you have to pay is $25 on account. After the job is completed, we will pay you a $25 commission for every additional homeowner who, after examining your finished home, signs a contract with us. And believe me, Mr. Wilson, you will earn enough in commissions to more than pay for the work we do for you, provided, of course, that you sign up for the job now.
Well, I don't know whether that'd work out the way you say or not.
I can assure you that it will, Mr. Wilson. Why, we had one customer who made almost $5,000 on this deal. Another made $3,500. So you see?
Still not convinced that I should take a chance that way.
Oh, Ralph, I think it sounds like a wonderful idea. Just think what it would mean to Eileen to live in a home that looked so nice it was on exhibition.
Stop talking about Eileen all the time, Elizabeth. Anyways, I'm trying to be practical about this. Eileen's not paying the bills in this family, you know.
Well, I just...
Now, Mr. Wilson, there's something else I almost forgot to mention. If you help sell other prospects on our siding in this neighborhood, we'll pay you an additional $75 bonus for each prospect who signs a contract with us.
You know, I can think of a prospect already. You remember what I told you, Ralph, about Mrs. Gibbs wanting her house done over?
There, you see. You'll probably be able to interest a lot of your friends and neighbors. And with a little sales lady like Mrs. Wilson here to help you, why, it'll be a cinch to make yourself some real money. What do you say, Mr. Wilson?
I don't know.
Oh, Ralph, say yes.
Why not, Mr. Wilson? Nothing to lose, everything to gain. Home to be proud of, chance to make yourself some extra money on the side. What more could you want?
Well, I'd like a chance to think this over, but I suppose as long as you're so anxious to do it, Elizabeth.
Fine. I knew you wouldn't want to pass up an opportunity like this. Hello?
Say, is this the Butel Remodeling Company?
That's right.
I want to talk to Mr. Gordon right away.
Who's calling?
This is Ralph Wilson at 495 Edgewood Avenue. You tell him it's important.
Just a minute. I'll see if he's in. Hey, Frank, it's that Wilson guy over in Edgewood. He seems all steamed up about something. You want to talk to him?
Tell him I'm out of town. Sound him out and see what his beef is.
Okay. Hello, Mr. Wilson.
Huh?
Sorry, but Mr. Gordon's not in town today. Anything I can do? I'll be glad to give him a message.
You tell him to call me as soon as he returns, will you? When do you expect him back?
Maybe tomorrow. Is anything the matter, Mr. Wilson?
Plenty. I want to cancel my contract with you people. I've been checking prices. I find that almost any outfit in town will do an aluminum siding job for $2,100. You people aren't giving me any special price at all.
I don't know nothing about it, Mr. Wilson. I just work in the office, but I'll sure give Mr. Gordon your message as soon as he comes in.
Brother, was he burned?
What did he say?
He's found out $2,100 ain't no special price. Wants to cancel his contract.
He's a little smarter than I thought he was. Okay. Get a hold of Louis quick. Send him and a couple of the other boys up to Wilson's house right away. Tell him to start work on that house today. Wilson can't do a thing if the work he authorized has already been started.
Okay, Frank. You're a pretty smart cookie, all right.
You've got to be if you want to stay in this racket. Boy, the competition is terrific. Well, I'm certainly sorry that you're displeased, Mr. Wilson. I've been out of town, you know, and didn't know a thing about it.
Yeah, now, look, your men had no right to start the work until I was ready to have them do so.
I know. If I'd have been here, I'd never have permitted until I knew you were satisfied.
Yeah.
And about that $2,100 price these other companies quoted you, don't let that worry you.
Yeah?
After all, remember, they're not giving you the extra bonuses and discounts. Oh, another thing we're going to give you I completely forgot to mention.
Yeah?
Our advertising manager has authorized me to see that your wife receives one of the finest pressure cookers on the market. Just a little extra gift for using your home as a demonstration job.
Of course, I know it isn't your fault, Mr. Gordon.
Now, don't you worry about a thing. You won't regret this deal. Mr. Wilson, as long as your work has been started, I'd suggest you let the men finish it just as soon as possible. I already have three prospects lined up. I think they'll be interested in looking at that finished job.
sorry to disturb you, but my wife and I were just driving past your house, and we noticed the sign demonstration home in your front yard, and we wondered if you'd mind.
Oh, why not at all? You're interested in having some similar work done on your house?
Yes. According to the sign, your home is covered with aluminum siding. Of course, our house is pretty old. About 17 years, isn't it, Henry?
It's closer to 18, I'd say.
Oh, well, our house is 15 years old, and you can see for yourself that now it looks almost like a new home.
You're pleased with the work, then? We wanted to ask you about it. You can't always tell just by looking at a job this way.
Oh, yes. Yes, we're very satisfied with the work.
I never heard of this Butel remodeling concern before, but if you found them to be a reliable outfit, I guess we'll just go on over and have a talk with them about doing some work for us.
Oh, well, if you do, would you mind just telling them that I sent you over? My name's Wilson, Mrs. Ralph Wilson.
We'll be glad to, Mrs. Wilson.
Yes, we certainly will. Our name is Ridgway, by the way. Now, if it wouldn't be too much trouble, I wonder if you'd let us take a look at the rear of the house.
Oh, not at all. Just come right through this way.
You know, Bert, the way business has been coming our way lately, I think maybe you and I could get away later and take a run down to Florida someplace, a little vacation.
Oh, gee, Frank, that'd be swell. I always wanted to try my hand at that deep sea fishing you hear about.
You mean to tell me you don't see enough poor fish in this racket?
You're a card, Frank. Say, did I tell you I signed up that Ridgway couple yesterday that Mrs. Wilson sent over?
Great, great. That makes a Wilson job. You know, I think... Oh, I'll get it. Butel Remodeling Company. Yes? Yes, this is Mr. Gordon speaking. Oh, yes, Mr. Wilson. How are you today? I'm sure glad that you... What's that? Oh. Oh, gosh, I'm sorry it's the dickens, but so far none of the people who've seen your house have signed up with us. Oh, but these things take time, you know. What? Yes. Yes, I know you've made 3 payments so far on the work, but you just have to be a little patient. You'll make plenty on this deal yet. Yes. Uh-huh. Well, the snowy weather has been against us, but just wait until the snow clears up. They'll come flocking in. As a matter of fact, I've got a couple of hot leads right now I'm sending over to see your place as soon as the bad weather lets up. No. No trouble at all. Thanks for calling, sucker.
You know, Ralph, I wonder if I don't receive that gift pressure cooker that Mr. Gordon said his company was going to send me. It's been weeks now since...
If you want my opinion, I don't think you're going to get it at all, Elizabeth.
You don't? But, Ralph...
No, I don't. I'm beginning to lose all confidence in that outfit. Sorry we ever had the work done by them. You hadn't insisted so much.
Oh, now, Ralph, it isn't fair that you blame me for the transaction. After all, you were the one that signed the contract.
I know.
Actually, I'm glad you did, dear. It's made Eileen so happy.
Eileen? Too bad we can't make her pay for it.
Why, Ralph, your own daughter. Don't you want her to be happy?
Well, certainly I want her to be happy.
Ralph, you're talking so loud, and there's Mrs. Gibbs coming up the wall.
That's all I need, a nosy character like her around. I'm going upstairs.
Oh, hello, Miss Gibbs. I saw you coming, so I didn't wait until you rang. Come on in, won't you?
Thanks, I will, but I can only stay a moment. You know, I finally won Jim over. About having our house redone, I mean.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, he's going over this evening to see those Butel people. I just wanted to tell you that he's sold on having the work done by them and that we're going to tell them we're your special prospect.
Oh.
So you could collect the bonus you were telling me about.
Hello? Oh, yes, Mr. Wilson. Yes, you'll get your $75 bonus on the Gibbs house just as soon as the work gets started. Hello? Yes, Mr. Wilson. Yes, you certainly will get your bonus on the Gibbs job just as soon as the work is completed. Hello? Yes, I know the Gibbs house was completed a month ago. We'll send you your bonus check just as soon as... Oh, I'm sorry you feel that way, Mr. Wilson. Oh, very well, very well. If you'll come down here in the morning, Mr. James, our sales manager, will be very glad to talk with you. Hey, Bert.
Yes, Frank? What's cooking?
It's that Wilson guy. Beginning to breathe down my neck.
coming in tomorrow morning to see our sales manager. Get a hold of Joe and tell him to be here then. I want him to play sales manager for us.
Oh, Frank, you promised last time that I could make like the sales manager.
Next time, Bert. This Wilson's got to be impressed with the authoritative dignity of our manager. Joe's got the appearance and voice for it. Now get in touch with him.
Okay, Frank. Okay, I just asked.
Indeed, Mr. Wilson, I'm terribly disturbed about what you told me regarding our salesman's and Mr. Gordon's promises to you. This reflects on the integrity of our company, you know.
Yeah, I thought you should know all about it, Mr. James. Say, would it be possible for you to send me my bonus check on the Gibbs house right away?
But, Mr. Wilson, you don't seem to understand. This whole affair puts not only me, but all the officials of our company in a very embarrassing position.
I don't quite understand.
Well, it's just that we are chagrined to learn that one of our salesmen should make any such unauthorized promises to a customer. We do business just like any other reliable company, Mr. Wilson, and naturally we are in business to make money, not to give it away. The only commission or bonuses that we give are to our salesmen when they make a sale.
Well, that's the only reason I agreed to have the work done, because I thought the cost would be, well, little or nothing to me.
Well, all I can say, Mr. Wilson, is that I'm sorry that our salesman used any such tactics. I shall speak to him about it immediately.
Well, I won't finish making any payments. Your salesman misrepresented that whole deal.
But, Mr. Wilson, you signed the contract with us to pay the full price of $2,100 plus the carrying charge for the monthly payment.
You can't make me pay when I was forced.
Perhaps we can't make you pay, but the finance company who bought your contract can.
Say, Frank, when are we going to take that Florida vacation you're always talking about? I'm sure getting sick of driving around bird dogging this kind of weather.
Ah, we can't go away now. Not with the dough rolling in the way it is. Keep your shirt on, Bert. We'll get a vacation yet.
But you keep promising. Hey, look, Frank, is that the Wilson house we're passing?
Yeah. Yeah, it sure is. Hey, looks nice, too. Might even hold up another 6 months.
Yeah.
Hey, they took our sign down, I see.
Wonder how Wilson made out with the finance company.
Yeah, about the way all of them do, I guess. Probably down there right now crying on their shoulders.
And that's the whole story, Mr. Sparks. I thought perhaps a few people at the finance company knew what a fraud deal this was. You could let me cancel my contract. That whole Butel outfit ought to be put behind bars.
If what you say is true, Mr. Wilson, I certainly agree with you. But surely you understand that there's nothing we can do about it. In fact, there's nothing anyone can do about it.
But they promised things they didn't live up to.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wilson, but we bought the contract from them in good faith. There's nothing whatsoever in the contract about any bonuses or commissions due you. They put the siding on your house as specified in the contract, didn't they?
Yes.
And you acknowledge that this is your signature on the contract?
Yes, of course.
Then if you expected other things to be put in the contract, all I can say is that you should have read it carefully before you signed it. As it is, we're going to have to insist that you pay us the balance due on the contract in full, or we'll be forced to take legal action against you.
Oh, I see.
I don't like to sound tough, Mr. Wilson, but of course you can see our position. We're running a legitimate business, and in order to continue to operate, we have to see that people fulfill their obligations to us.
Yeah, I understand, all right. I think it's a crime that fellows like that are allowed to remain in business. I can't see how they can go on getting away with their gyp racket.
That's right, Mrs. Martin. We'll put our new titanium covering on your home with absolutely no cost to you.
Oh, that's wonderful. To have our house fixed up for nothing. Oh, I'm sure Mr. Martin will be glad to authorize you to use our home as a demonstration home. We'll be expecting you tonight at 8 o'clock.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Martin. I'll be there at 8. You know, Bert, if all these characters weren't so anxious to get something for nothing, we'd have to go out of business.
Thank you.
That's your answer, right from the mouths of the racket boys themselves. Keep in mind the fact that nobody ever went into the business of giving something for nothing. So don't be fooled by any verbal promises that sound too rosy. Read any written agreement or contract before you sign it. Make sure that you are going to receive all you've been led to believe you will get. Check competitive prices before you agree to have any work done. Find out about the reputation of the company you are dealing with. Don't let the racketeers mean you when they say,
"Hello, sucker."
Tonight's script was written by Madeline Peters and was based on information secured in cooperation with the Better Business Bureau of Chicago. All characters were fictitious, and any resemblance to any person, living or dead, is purely coincidental. Members of the cast were Maurice Copeland, Sandra Gare, Jack Lester, Arthur Peterson, Stanley Shule, and Hope Summers. Hello, Suckers, produced by Judith Waller, with direction by John Cowan. The special music was written by Emil Soderstrom and Richard Shores and was played by Helen Morton and Jose Bethencourt. Sound by Tom Evans. Engineering by Robert Becker. This is John Conrad speaking. Next week, Hello Sucker reveals the racket in furnace repairing and in the purchasing of humus and tulip bulbs. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.